Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We are recording. Okay. He never showed up to this class. Never. He never came to this class. I don't think so. Okay. Now,
what are we doing the first 4 pages of? Don't you guys already have this? Don't they already have it? Don't they already have it?
Yes. But some people, he doesn't have it. Do you have it?
Yeah.
You have this? Okay. This is the only one.
How about you go home and you print it out for yourself?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay.
You never knew that you had to print it out.
Okay, let me do this. At the end of the class, you both share this. So come close to each other. At the end of the class, we'll give you my copy. Okay, so we say, Salla. What should be black? So, Salla. Al-Musallun. Okay. Look at this. This is a ya, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
No. This is... This is... No, this is madda. This is madda. Okay?
Does it have dots under it?
If it is... Okay. If it is like this... Huh? Who can read this?
Salli.
Or Sully. This one is Sully.
Yeah.
Sully.
What's this?
So this one is
Salla.
So instead of Sully, it becomes
Salla.
Sully, Salla. Sully, Salla.
You know the difference between them now. So this is like a mad. They call it Alif Maqsura. Means like it's a mad.
Literally translating.
Yes. Open Alif. How about that? Okay? You got this part? This is why I put this one, but when we write Arabic, hello, when we write Arabic, we don't put this one. Okay, now let's do it in Arab. This is the first thing you want to decide. Is it noun sentence or verb sentence?
Noun
sentence. Then I go all the way to the last, the page before last. Actually, the page number four. Okay, in page number four, what is the classification of the verb? Now, this is a past verb or present? It's past. Salla means like the praying people. So it means the praying people are... Oh, the praying people prayed or have prayed. So, but put it the praying people. Sorry, the praying people prayed. So, what is the verb here? Salla. Now, is it past, present, or future? That's past. Okay. So. Now, what is the rule regarding the past verb? What do we do? Is it fatha, dhamma, kasra? Huh? If you look at, I think it's on page. Yes, it's in page number three. or actually, yeah, three, page number three. Page number three. Can you make it like this to make sure that you're looking at the right page? Yes. How the Hania, do it like this. Yes, we're looking at the right page. So page three. Now you look at page three and you see where is the past tense verb?
Yeah.
Huh? Point to the box. Point to the box, Hania. Can I get to see your stuff on the table so that, yeah, point to the box. Where is it? Point to the box. Good. So what does it say about the verb, the past tense? مبني على الفتحة means it has to be فتحة. Do we have any exceptions? No. So it has to be فتحة. So this is مبني على الفتح. So here, صلى مبني على الفتح. صلى صلى المصلون.
You okay?
Now, what is the classification of المصلون? Is it like, is it a verb or a noun?
It's a noun.
It's a noun.
على.
على. Yes, it's just like this one. على. So, المصلون is noun. Now, what is the classification of this noun? Is it single, double, or plural?
Plural.
It's plural.
Plural. Now, is it standard plural or irregular? Is it regular or irregular?
It's regular.
You know how do we know that? Because of the waw noon. The waw noon will always make it?
Regular.
Would be.
And also, it's either Y, it's either waw noon or yet noon. Okay. So, we go, what's the classification of the subject? This is a subject, right? Which is fa'al. What's the classification of fa'al?
Yes. I have a question. Would musallin be regular too? Same thing?
But yeah, musallun or musallin. That's good. Very good question. So now we go to page 2. We go to page 2. Now, page 2, then what is the mark for, what is the form for marfu'? So, you have plural, and then we have regular and irregular. So what's marfu'? It's waw. That's right. مبني على الفتحة لأنه فعل ماضي.
لأنه
فعل.
أنه
فعل ماضي. ماضي. Good. Okay. Now let me get you another. It's يأكل. يأكل.
Say this. See this.
Yeah. Okay. See, this is المصلون is جمع.
Okay.
مرفوع بالواو. المصلون is جمع مرفوع بالواو. The first sheet gives you all these vocab. Okay, that we're using. Okay. So now let's go to another verb sentence, which is يأكل.
Wait, it's جمع.
جمع. جمع. Actually, we say مرفوع بالواو لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. مرفوع بالواو لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. Now let's look at this word. أكل محمد or أكل الضيوف. Or instead of الضيوف, let me make it. So make it female. أكلت البنات. أكلت البنات.
Guys.
أكلت البنات البرتقال.
Guys, what's برتقال?
Orange.
Orange. What is أكلة?
Eight.
What's البنات?
Girls.
Girls.
Good job. So, is that أكلت البنات البرتقال? Okay. Is that a verb sentence or noun sentence?
It's a verb.
Verb sentence. Let's start with the verb, which is number one. What is the classification of أكلت?
Past.
It's past.
Past female.
So now why we have that?
Because it's a female.
Because it's a female. That's right. So we say أكلت. البنات البرتقال. برتقال. أكلت البنات البرتقال. Okay. So the first one is أكلت is the same thing here. مبني على الفتحة لأنه فعل ماضي. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yes. And التاء is for تأنيث. مبني على الفتح. مبني على الفتح. So now let's do أكلت البنات البرتقال. Okay. Now, what is البنات?
The girls.
Is it فعل? What's the classification?
No.
Verb?
No.
Or subject?
Subject.
It's subject, classified as subject. Is it male or female?
Female.
Female. Is it regular or irregular?
Regular.
How do I know that?
The alif
ta. The alif ta. MashaAllah. Very smart. The alif ta. Because regular female plurals, okay? How do we know that it's regular? By looking at the waw, but the alif ta. Okay. لأنه فعل ماضي. Okay. والتاء تاء التأنيث. ماضي. Okay. Where is the teeth? The tooth for the.
Okay. لأنه wait.
والتاء تاء التأنيث. تاء والتاء ألف لام والتاء تاء التأنيث تاء التأنيث. Now go back to the table in page 2. And then in page 2 تأنيث. Yes. تأنيث. Okay. So that التأنيث means female تاء. Now, what is the, how do we make these regular plural, the regular female plural, how do we make it فاعل? So you go back to table 2, regular female, make it مرفوع by
Dhamma.
So, what do we have here? Kasra. So it means that this one is what? Wrong. So it should be what? Dhamma. You got this part right? So here, للبنات جمع مؤنث سالم. جمع مؤنث سالم. جمع مؤنث سالم مرفوع بالضمة.
مؤنث؟
يا مؤنث.
مؤنث
سالم. Okay. How about البرتقال؟ البرتقال.
The orange.
Yeah. Does it end with vowel noun? Is it plural or singular?
Singular.
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is. البرتقال.
البرتقالة is what?
Oh, okay.
Singular. البرتقال is plural. Does it end with? Does it end with alif ta? Does it end with alif ta?
No.
No. So it's not regular female. Okay. Does it end with waw ya, waw noon or ya noon?
No.
No. So it's not regular male. So it becomes what? Irregular. When we go to the irregular there, what is the mark for irregular, or what's the form for irregular verb, which is what? Mansoob. Okay. Al-Burtuqal. Is it mansoob, marfoo, or majroor?
It's majroor.
Al-Burtuqal. Why is it majroor?
Because if you open, kasra.
If you open here, okay, you see that the noun sentence and the verb sentence. جمع مؤنث سالم. جمع مؤنث سالم. مرفوع بالضم. بالضم.
Should I rewrite that?
If you want, but it's okay. البرتقال is...
I totally can't hear that from you.
What is the irregular verb? What's print page number one. What is the translation of irregular verb? I'm sorry, irregular noun.
Irregular plural?
First page. Translation.
There's no regular.
So what's the name of irregular plural?
Oh, Jama'a Taksir.
Jama'a Taksir. Did you see this
hand? No. New vocabulary words, guys.
Can you point to it here?
I need to learn how to spell it.
Yay.
Yes. Where is it? Let me see. Point to it.
You said regular
plural? Irregular. Jama'a Taksir. So it is? Jama'a Taksir. Here. جمع تكسير منصوب بال. Go see the جمع تشكيل. The جمع تكسير is مرفوع what? Bring that table on page.
This is useful. I got to get me one of these.
You can keep it
on page.
On page. On page 2. So what is it? What's the marfu' form for?
I heard something from Esma.
A regular plural.
Yeah, I did.
Anya, you're not with us today. I want you to show me page 2. What is the form for jam'a taksir? Dhamma is what? Marfu', right? So is the object. Object is al-Burtuqal. Object is al-Burtuqal. Is al-Burtuqal, it is mansoob or majroor or majzoom or mansoob? Yes, mansoob. How do you know that? Can you point to it? Good job. So here, can you point to it? Okay. The object. The object is mansoob. So, is it al burtuqali or al burtuqala?
Burtuqal.
Al burtuqala.
Good job, guys. A plus.
Al burtuqal.
You guys aren't being inconspicuous at all.
vegetables. So if you're gonna eat it, just eat it. My gosh.
Now one of you can say, okay, here it's a verb, past verb, but it's not mabni an al fatha. I can see sukoon. I can see what? Huh? Sukoon. So how come you're saying it's mabni an al fatha?
Because it has a fatha before.
Yes, because the original verb is what?
Akala.
The ta is attached to it. Okay, so the akala, does it have fatha at the end? Yeah. Akala, does it have a fatha on the end?
No.
No, that's right. So where is the fatha? So where is the fatha here? Okay. So where is the fatha here in akalat?
It's on the lamb.
On the lamb, that's right. So whenever you do that, make sure to, okay, to detach attachments. Okay, like remove the ta, okay, things like that. Okay. جمع تكسير منصوب بالفتحة. جمع تكسير منصوب بالفتحة. لأنه مفعول به. Okay. Now, can you point to table number one? What is مفعول به object? In table number one, where is object there?
Object.
Right?
Object.
Here.
Oh,
I already know that.
جمع تكسير منصوب بالفتحة لأنه مفعول به. Okay. Now let me give you another sentence.
Hey, I did it.
Now I am going to يسبق.
Why are they so stale?
Are they stale?
المتز
I can't
give
you that because you've already eaten it. Mutanen. See soon? You can always keep
it and dip it in milk because then it's easy to understand.
I don't
want to
put something like that in my milk.
Okay.
Yasbik.
Yasbik.
Al
mu ta na fi su na al hisa. Okay. Start with the first one. Is it verb or noun? Yasbik. You know?
Yes.
Or sorry. Scotty. Yasbik, yes.
Verb.
Means what?
Run. Or race.
Win the race.
Cool.
Yasbak means win the race. So meet the table.
Okay, wait.
Yasbak.
So, what's this meaning, guys? So I can write the meaning under.
So go past, doesn't that work? Yes, but
no,
what is al-mutanafisun?
Racers?
Yes, the ones who compete together.
Yasbak.
So
you guess.
And Hosan, what's the Hosan?
I know.
There's
horses.
Horse.
Okay.
Not horses, horse. So we're saying
the
racing.
Oh, wait, horse.
A horse.
The racing people.
A horse.
Are faster than the horse.
Racers?
The racers are fasting. Are faster than the horse. Okay. Now let's look at Yasbek. Yasbek. Yasbek is that human?
Mazi. Did he take a picture of the
last one? Huh? Did he take a picture of the last one?
No. Oh yes, I did. Yasbek al-mutasabiqoon al-husan.
You should be glad I have fat
hair. Yelena, can you?
So, who can do the first word? Who can do the grammar of the first words? Let's start with Hania. Okay, what is the
you
first
start
word?
Esma, because she's being really quiet to me.
Hania?
Yes,
Esma, Esma is following us and giving right answers. So, but we want to see Hania. Hania. Hmm. Yasbek. What is Yasbek?
Is it a noun? Is it a verb? Is it a...
Is it a verb? When there is. Yasbek is when there is.
So it's a verb. What's a verb in Arabic?
Go to the first.
There.
There. Okay. Is it past, present, or... Is it past, present, or future, or command?
Past.
You have to say it.
When it starts, no, it's mudara. What is present? What's present from the table?
Wait, no, it's future.
Now,
what's
if the verb starts with ya or ta, if the verb starts with ya or ta, then it is what?
Future.
Is it fi'l mudara, present? Okay.
It's future.
Huh?
Future is a C.
I know.
Yes. Now, what is the grammar? What is the mark, Hania? What is the grammar, the form of the verb, the present tense, which is فعل مضارع? Is it منصوب مرفوع مجرور ما? Huh? مازلت مرفوع. That's right. مرفوع. What is the, how do we make the مرفوع mark on it? How to mark it as marfu'? How to mark it as marfu'?
You put a wow.
You put what?
Wow.
Dhamma. You put what? Dhamma. Right? No, that's you're looking at the verb. You're looking at the verbs. I'm sorry. You're looking at.
I'm looking at this.
We're looking at the nouns.
No, I'm groaning.
So
this is for all you guys.
It is. It is on page 3. It is on page 3. Open page 3, Hania. Open page 3. Okay. Now. What do you do with...
It tastes like they've just been sitting on a table for like 3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
What do we do with present?
They're a new type, so I can't imagine. They have expiration dates.
Present is...
Marfu'.
That's right. فعل مضارع is... Marfu'. You said that? Yes, okay. Now, what is the mark of marfu'? Sit marfu'. The dhamma, mashallah, it's the dhamma. So, we want to change the qaf into?
I have other better cookies.
Into what?
Because that one's new.
Yes, biqo. You got it? I intentionally did it with sukoon so that I see what are you guys doing. Okay. Al-mutanafisuna. Hania. Al-mutanafisuna. You're next. Al-mutanafisuna. Is it fi'l, fa'il, or maf'ul bihi? Is it fair? Is it a verb? Okay. You don't see that, you go to the first page. Okay. Verb. Yasbiq al-mutasabiquna How about the mutasabiquna? What is the mutasabiquna?
It's a noun.
It's a noun? Is it plural or?
It's plural.
It's fa'al. That's right. Is it fa'al? Which is subject, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is it regular or irregular?
It's regular.
Why?
Because of the vowel and noon at the end.
Because of the vowel and noon at the end.
Hey, we're having pizza today.
You
okay.
Are?
We actually have food.
So, and what the name?
I know, right?
She's soon.
You know, we can just like a bag of cookies or chips. I'm hungry.
And what the name is soon. So, this is fa'al.
Wait, it's right down there.
You can't do that. Can't split the
wait, what?
المتسابقون جمع مذكر سالم.
I know this.
فاعل مرفوع بالضمة. So it's فاعل. فاعل مرفوع بالواو بالوات بالواو لأنه وات. Why is it مرفوع بالواو؟
Because it's regular.
Because it's regular what?
It is plural.
Regular plural. That's right. Where do you get this one from?
Right here, page 2.
Yeah, I got it. Where do you get this one from?
Dose.
From this day. Good. How about the next one? Al-Hisan. Al-Hisan. Is it? Al-Hisan.
Next.
Is it
okay?
Is it singular?
Singular.
Singular. Because it's one horse.
Yep.
Now remember that. You need to know the meaning to be able to tell is it singular, double.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
Yes.
That.
Yes. So that's why I give you these examples so that you can memorize the words. So
and then I have to write down the meaning so you guys actually know what the words mean when you're trying to memorize.
Now Al-Husan. Al-Husan. Is it singular, double, or plural? We said what?
Singular.
Singular.
Because it's one horse.
Fa'il. Okay. It is singular. Now, how do you make the singular marfu'?
What?
How do you make... Is it regular plural or irregular?
Regular.
It's irregular because it ends with what?
Wow. Wait, you're talking about the singular
or the... Wait, are we still talking about the horse or... I'm sorry.
It doesn't end with wow noon?
Which one?
No.
Al-Hisan.
No, it ends with
alif
noon.
It ends with alif noon. So it's irregular or regular?
It's
irregular.
It's irregular.
But it's plural?
So...
You said it's singular.
So, yeah, it's singular. You said plural. So I was really confused for a second.
Singular? Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
singular.
It is singular.
Wait, there is no irregular.
So, it is maf'ul
yeah,
bihi.
There's a blank space there.
There's no irregular singular.
Irregular here?
Yeah, irregular
yeah,
and then singular.
Plural.
It's just like there.
There's no irregular singular.
Yeah, there's no irregular singular. Who said that we have
this?
Who did?
You just
what?
Said
it. You just said
it.
I'm
irregular.
Sorry.
Because it's a...
I'm sorry.
Elephant.
So, it is al-husan is fa'il. فاعل منصوب or مرفوع or مجزوم
فاعل
فاعل is what
فاعل is singular
open page
one
فاعل is object or subject
فاعل
yeah,
is
subject.
Subject
فاعل is subject so open page number 4
Nina, what are you doing?
4, and look at the bottom.
So how it starts with the mean? So
it says,
you guys tell me.
Verb number, so page number 4, page number what? Page number
4.
In the very bottom.
Fa'al number 4.
In the very bottom. So it's fa'al what?
It's fa'al marfu'.
It's fa'al marfu'.
Bil-dhamma.
Okay. Bil-dhamma. Bil-dhamma, yes. That's right. Why is it marfu' bil-dhamma? Huh? Why is it marfu'?
Because it's maf'ul.
Because it's maf'ul bihi. Maf'ul bihi means what? Object. And objects from page number 4. Object is what? Book.
Mansub.
Mansub. Okay, mansub. What is the mansub for singular?
Fetha.
Are we still on
Fetha?
Wow, we're so, the answer was why I don't know.
Where?
Oh.
So,
wow.
So here it is the Fetha. Here it is the Wow Noon. So here we say مرفوع بالواو لأنه hello لأنه جمع مذكر سالم. Yes. Okay. Now you need to pay attention. Okay. So let's now make it for female. For female. Change the sentence to be for female. So
did you take a picture of that?
Yes.
Okay.
So how do you make this sentence female? يسبق. How do you make يسبق female? تسبق. MashaAllah. So تسبق.
Where do I write that?
Yes, over here. So the يسبق becomes تسبق. What did we add at the beginning? What did we replace? Why? Yeah, for what?
Ta.
For مذكر. And ta is for?
مؤنث.
Is that where I stop or do I write the rest?
Yeah, but hold on. What is the female? What is the female of المتسابقون? المتسابقات. المتسابقات. Inshallah. So write المتسابقات.
Where is the قاف?
Huh?
المتسابقات.
يسبق. About what? What's your problem with this?
There's a call right there.
Yeah.
So it's
right
a single
there.
Person.
Okay, so then the first word is what's the first word?
المتسابقون.
Okay, يسبق. Is verb.
Yes,
the second one is
means to race.
Subject.
And what's the second word?
Subject.
No, like say.
Okay, it's فاعل.
No, say the actual
no,
say the word.
Oh,
it's
المتنافسون.
It's racers.
So المتنافسون. And as I said, females are mostly regular females.
Yay!
The regular female plural. Regular female plural. Okay. So, يسبق المتسابقات. I'm sorry. تسبق المتسابقات. What? Do we change الحصان?
No.
No. Why?
Because
it is subject. Okay. I'm sorry, it's object.
What's the difference?
Okay.
Wouldn't it, like, the subject and the object be, like, the same thing?
No, الحصان is singular.
Yeah.
Singular subject.
You just said it was an object, not subject.
What did you say again?
Oh,
what did you say?
You just said it was a singular subject. But before you said it was an object.
Sorry. Central, I'm sorry. Singular object. So, مفعول به.
Guys, I wrote it in English right here. I might be wrong, but I'm pretty sure I'm right. It's half of the time.
The razors are
better than... Okay, are you changing this?
Are you saying
right on that? مفعول الحصان is مفعول به.
I knew that wasn't right. Then I asked him. He's like, yes.
What did you write before?
مفعول به مرفوع بالضمة لأنه مفرد.
So,
لأنه فعل مفرد.
We've been doing this for a while, so do you feel confident in your abilities to...
That is so optimistic.
Okay.
Have you guys been doing the homework?
Now let's do.
Watch ask her.
Okay.
I said guys.
What? المتسابقات.
Sure.
الحصان. Okay.
You guys make us do the homework and then you like mark everything wrong. Yeah.
full.
That's the credit
well,
because she gets
we
it
right. We want to make sure that you're doing it right.
Give us credit yeah. for doing
okay.
it. Okay. Not just like, say,
Tasbiq.
Tasbiq. You have to know what you're getting wrong in order
could
to
just tell
that. Tasbiq is a verb or noun?
Verb.
It's a verb. So it's fair. It's a verb means
fair.
Okay. Is it past, present, or future?
It's present.
Present. So, fi'l what? Mudara. Present means mudara. So, what is the classification of fi'l mudara?
It is.
Like, I'm sorry, the classification is fi'l mudara. What is the mark that we add, or what's the form of fi'l mudara? It's the default case is always what? Is always dhamma. Tasbiqu.
Yeah. Anybody want to get
okay.
that?
Okay. Now, al-mutasabiqat is what? So where's the mutasabiqat?
The racers, female.
Female racers. The mutasabiqat is female racers. So, what is the, is it object, subject, or what?
Which
it is subject, that's right. And subject, okay, what is the classification of subject? Is it marfu', mansub, or majroor?
Which one?
Al-mutasabiqat,
and then al-mutasabiqatu.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't it supposed to be
al-mutanafisat? Yes,
al-mutanafisat.
Tasbiq al-mutanafisat. Yeah.
A+.
Good job.
It's 10:05.
Thank you for the update.
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be our last one?
Yes. Okay. So, al-mutasabiqat is marfu'. What is the... How do you mark maf'ul? I'm sorry. How do you mark fa'il, which is here plural? Standard female plural. Go to page 2. What is the mark for standard female plural?
Plural
is dhamma. It's dhamma. Mark means tashkil. It is dhamma. Okay. How about the husan? Do you have any changes on the husan?
Nope.
No. So. Al-husana. Got that part right. I'm going to write the table of grammar because we're late. Okay. Dismiss you and write the table so you can see it online.
They have a yearbook?
Yeah.
They have like 3 pages in that one.
Wait. Wait, 14,
why is it so small?
Can I see it? I didn't have 14.
I need the homework.
Guys, homework, pile it there.
I need to fix my homework.
She needs to fix her homework because she knows she did. Hania.
Where's the homework?
There's a pencil over
right
there.
I would laugh at it if it actually didn't have light. It's okay, I have a sharpener.
How does that even work?
I don't understand.
What do you mean sharpener?
This is like last week's when I was here. Or when the week before I left. Good job.
Hi, I'm out.
You guys are released unless you haven't given me your homework.
So that means
is it really that intriguing? I don't understand. I'm
trying to find my cousin, okay?
Trainer.
Maybe
you should never go to an uncom.
Why?
Because you would be crossing the other side. They are our natural enemies.
I'm gonna go to put on now. Already on the board, so please don't take those because then you'd be kicking properly. That is not ours.